UC Riverside political science professor Dr. Jennifer Marola says she hopes that Kamala Harris's historic rise to the office of the vice presidency will not only bring a unique perspective to the table, but also have an effect on children.
There's some academic research that's been done that asks young children to kind of draw a political leader. And, you know, the vast majority draw a man, right? That's kind of what they have in their head when they're drawing a political leader. But, you know, Kamala Harris's election to the vice presidency may shift how girls, and especially those of color, imagine the political space and will encourage, I think, more engagement in the future.
Marola also notes that due to the 50-50 political party makeup of the Senate, we could see Vice President Harris play a much bigger role than her predecessors as the tie-breaking vote. Another influential woman could be First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, says UCR Dean Dr. Jennifer Brown. While Dr. Biden, an educator, is not an official member of the administration, Brown thinks her presence could be helpful, especially as President Biden works to address the issue of COVID-19 on the education system.
It is one that affects every single kid in this nation at every single grade level. And the impacts of what we will have to think through in terms of deficits. And I really hope that the Biden administration focuses on what are the long-lasting ramifications and impacts.
Other panel speakers address Biden's proposed plans to increase green infrastructure and technology, and how current California policies could provide inspiration for future federal laws. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.